Well, okay. That big red wave for the Republicans came in with a little less than what they'd hoped for. No doubt figuring Sleepy Joe's age and world inflation would be all they'd need for a wipeout victory. Maybe total negativity isn't the best message for the voters. But what are you going to do? After all, tax cuts for the rich probably aren't going to slow down inflation. When bread prices go through the roof, telling them to eat cake won't fly either. Where we sit right now, the Senate is a toss-up. If Nevada drops in the Dem category, game over. If it flips red, we got ourselves another Georgia finish. A reverend versus a football hero. Tough choice down there in the Peach State. Herschel is carrying a lot of baggage, even for a big running back. Doesn't like abortions, but paid for two of his out-of-wedlock sweethearts to have one. And then lied about it. Claims we can push back that bad Chinese air where it came from and solve pollution woes. Ask why we want any more trees. We got plenty. You probably don't expect football stars to be Rhodes Scholars too, but maybe they should be smarter than this guy. And maybe morality should count too, especially if you're the party of family values. The Hair on Fire boys are rallying like dumpy old cheerleaders for Walker, exhorting the crackers to get their redneck asses out to vote. The fate of America is on the scrimmage line. Me, I think this is the ultimate irony for the GOP. A candidate with no solutions, no real ideas, no telling how he got to be the spotlight for the entire country to parse and analyze. I wouldn't want to be Herschel right now. No way. And if I thought bozos like Lindsey Graham or Newt Gingrich were going to save the day, maybe block those 300-pound gorillas on the front line. Holy pigskin, fat man. I'd be wishing I was back with a couple of my sweethearts, promising to use protection this time. But you never know in the USA these happy days what the ending to this election might be. Walker is Trump's pick, and so I expect he'll have to go up to Georgia, give his usual stump pitch, whether the Republicans like it or not. Poor Herschel. Damned if Trump does. Damned if he doesn't. Why can't life be as simple as football?